The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? Hello, friends. Scott Hennon here behind the microphone. Todd Mitchell is gone for yet another day. Are we going to let Todd do this one more day? You know, Friday we put a guest host for the co-host in the chair in Leon Francis, and we ended up with quite a controversial topic on the program dealing with the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. And Leon is here with a little different take than he had on Friday. So we're gonna you know, give Leon another shot at the guest host for the co-host role for Mr. Todd Mitchell. But never fear, he will be back tomorrow on the program we call What's on Your Mind. How are you, friends? My name is Scott Hennon. We're gearing up and getting ready to go for a busy program today. We want to find out what's on your mind to start things out here. And very easy for you to do by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to Pete Hannabut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about a very important matter that will be on the November ballot. It is one of those ballot questions that has mom and apple pie written all over it, but the devil is in the details. We're talking about the Conservation Amendment. I think it's clean water, parks, wildlife. Oh, this is just like right out of Alice in Wonderland. This is so wonderful if you look at the name of the thing. But what it actually does in buying land, in grabbing all kinds of tax dollars and siphoning them off, is really dangerous, in my view. So we're going to talk a little bit about that from the perspective of the Farm Bureau at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, we're going to talk with a restaurant owner. This particular restaurant owner is part of the ownership group of Village Inns in North Dakota, as well as the Sonic restaurants. Any Sonic Burger fans here? I know I am, by golly. I love the Sonic Burgers. They're in Minot. And I love it. I'm a regular customer at the Sonic and Minot. They're opening soon in Fargo as well, but they're having one heck of a time staffing the restaurant, both in Minot and in Fargo. We're going to talk through that challenge a little bit today on the program with Abe Sakic of the Sonic Restaurants on the program. In the meantime, you tell us what's on your mind, and we'll visit about it today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Leon Francis is guest hosting for the co-host, Todd Mitchell, for the first part of the program here, as you did on Friday. Leon, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm a little confused, though, but I'm good.
Why are you a little confused?
I'm just, you know, okay, the first time we were talking about this whole Ferguson incident, you know, I'm like, from everything that I saw, I'm like, wow, this cop really acted out of his capacity as a peace officer. Everything he did was wrong. We got a dead kid, and how could folks be so callous and that sort of thing? I've kind of, my eyes have been open, somewhat to be a lot more, we all need to wait until a lot more evidence comes out. And it's like I said this morning on the first hour of What's on Your Mind, it depends on where you're getting your news source, how your views on this whole thing, shake out.
Okay, if I think I heard you correctly, the reason you're a little confused is just because there's all these streams of information pouring in on what the quote-unquote facts are of this particular case. And I feel the exact same way. I think we've all learned a lesson in this. And the lesson I've learned is you really can't trust the vast majority of the media. Because if you watch the evening news and you read most of the major news organization, you know, feeds, like if I grab the Bismarck Tribune today, I've got, the Associated Press story on this, I guess, right? Or Reuters or whatever. You can't trust those news sources because they're biased. And what they led us to believe was that, you know, this 18-year-old fella was lily white perfect and the cop was a thug. Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know that we know enough information. And I'll say this. I got a little sucked in on it. Hey, his hands were up. Everybody says his hands were up. Well, now, even the folks that did the autopsy on this particular case, which were hired by the family, and I understand there's going to be a third autopsy now, but even though this Michael Bodden, is that his name, from Fox News that came in? He's a forensic expert that came in. He came in at no expense. Same thing with some other big-name forensic pathologist, and they did this at their own expense as a favor to the family. And they're even saying, well, okay, his hands might have been up, but that could have been in the process of lunging toward the officer. There's just a lot of things we don't know. So I think it's fair to say that your comments Friday very much, I mean, they were pretty strong. You said, in fact, you thought the officer ought to be charged with murder. You're now rescinding that a little bit based on the fact that there's not enough known about the actual facts of the case. Is that right?
Absolutely. And another thing I want to say is, man, I really feel for this cop and his family. I can't imagine what they're going through. The facts that are so in dispute. Like Michael Biden said that there were no signs of struggle revealed, but there were obviously signs of struggle because I think it's a pretty well-known fact that inside the car, Michael Brown punched this officer. There was an assault inside the car. And the facts that are a little bit in dispute are, you know, whether or not his hands were up in surrender or his hands were up, as you said, lunging at the police officer. One thing I do want to say emphatically is this. I may have alluded to the fact that this cop acted out of bigotry or prejudice or anything or something along those lines. I do not believe that to be the case. I believe that this is a pretty bad situation, and this police officer, from all indication, Michael Brown, you know, was on something, be it marijuana or alcohol or whatever it was. If he was on something, and this police officer did not know how to react because Brown was acting irrationally.
Right.
Now, he has to protect himself. This is a big kid, man. I mean, he's a kid, but he's a pretty big dude.
That's the other thing. He's a kid.
There
he's, he's a legal adult at 18, but that's still a kid to most of us, right? And but he was big. You're exactly right. Let's get some calls in on this. John in Grand Forks, who's currently on Devil's Lake, clearly calling to make us very jealous that he's out hunting some lunkers on the big lake. John, what's on your mind?
Well, I could have called through the phone and grabbed Leon by the neck, so to speak, but no one knows anything about it. But what I was going to bring up, last about 2 in the morning, turned Fox News on, and evidently all night, live coverage. And I started listening to it, and the first thing that popped in my mind is my favorite news people have become paparazzis. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, they have. There is. I agree with you. I think, quite honestly, all the news networks, and, you know, Phil Parker and I were talking about this earlier. Leon mentioned that he does a program prior to us being on KFIRE 550, KCJB, and KLTC. We do the first hour of What's on Your Mind on our flag family stations out in the Bakken and in Fargo. Well, Phil Parker does the show on KFIRE before I come on, and we chat each morning about what's going to be on the show. And he said, his son said, by the way, did the Ebola thing get cured? You know, I mean, in other words, Ferguson, Missouri happens, and all of a sudden it's like we have a cure for the Ebola folks down there in Atlanta. I mean, the news, 24/7 cycle has ADD, or we do, or something, because things just, they go away so quickly that it's unbelievable. And they have been, to your point, John, I believe, fanning the flames a little bit, so I completely agree with you there.
Well, going back to 2001, I call these types of things the Sandra Levy syndrome, where news covers something ridiculous for so long, something else.
Sure. I appreciate your point. We don't have the best connection, so I want to move on, John, but appreciate the call. I will say this, too. I think there's a small group of folks that are doing this rioting and causing the ruckus in suburban St. Louis. And it's a cottage industry. They're about to bring them down to North Dakota to protest and feign all kinds of outrage. And you know what? Because the cameras are there at 2 in the morning when you turn on Fox News Channel, it just feeds more into that, too. So that's part of what's going on here, too, in my view. Brian and Jamestown, let's get you in for Leon and I. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. We've got about a minute for you. Quickly.
Hey, You know, if I were to go up and assault a police officer, I'm white, by the way, I don't think it matters. If I were to go up to do that and reach for any law enforcement professional's weapon, he immediately assumes that I am trying to take his life. So therefore, he is going to take my life. It's pretty clear cut. I know there's a lot that's going to come out in the case and everything, but I can't believe that a guy would go from issuing a small citation like jaywalking to putting it in his head that he wanted to murder this guy. So just wanted to get that point across, and way to go, Leon, for kind of changing your mind on the whole issue. It's really humbling and everything. So you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate the call. Anything you want to say quickly to that, Leon?
Well, a couple of things. First, John, thank you for not reaching through the phone and strangling me. And to Brian's point, you have to take a step back sometimes. I don't believe this officer was acting bigoted at all. I think the facts will shake out, and, you know, that's the way we should go forward.
It's a good lesson learned for all of us, just to let the facts play out. Everybody wants to jump to conclusion, and the media feeds into that. Roger in Bismarck wants to talk about closing the sandbar. More of your calls on Ferguson too when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
The thing that I love the most about biking is the freedom. Everything is focused on the bike, my cadence, my breathing, and it's me, and it's the road, and it's the clock, and that's it. You're just riding your bike, and it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. When a customer leaves the store, I want them to be confident that they're going to have a great experience on two wheels. I'm Brent Maynard, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, and a number of calls are coming in on this issue. Others waiting as well. What is on your mind? We ask for a reason, and we're talking a little bit about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, down at suburban St. Louis, that has dominated the news headlines. And we have a guest host for the co-host, Todd Mitchell, Leon Francis, who joined us on Friday, caused quite a stir with his comments, believing that the officer in this case had acted in cold blood and should be charged with murder. Facts have come out, causing Leon to say, well, wait a minute here, we really don't know, and I'm starting to feel for this cop. Here's my question to our audience, what do you think? By the way, if you could care less about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, we always ask what's on your mind for a reason, so feel free to weigh in on anything. And Roger in Bismarck wants to weigh in on something much more important to him, and that's closing the sandbar. What sandbar are you talking about, Roger?
Yeah, let's lighten up a little bit here.
Let me give
you a little background first. I'm 63 years old. When I was 6 months old, my mother was passing me under the Memorial Bridge, was passing me from one boat to the other. I slipped out of the blanket, and I was in the river. I came up. My uncle grabbed me. Story over. But anyway, I've been using the river for a long time. The other night, I believe it was Thursday night, I took my four-wheeler down to the sandbar south of General Sibley Park, and there's a big sign there for drover's block. You cannot take a big motor vehicle past this point anymore. First of all, you have to drive a half a mile road. That's, the ruts are 2 feet deep or better. And I've seen many, many people stuck there. And the county hasn't stuck a dime into that sandbar because they can't patrol it because they can't get a car down there. And they haven't done nothing to that road for at least 15 years. And then I get down there and I can't even go on the sandbar with my four-wheeler. And there's no place to turn around unless you go past that sign and there's a big loop you can make. Where are we going with this? So are we going to close the desert next so nobody can go down there? We've already lost the sandbar by Memorial Bridge there.
Whose decision is it? I'm listening, okay. Roger. Whose decision is it? Is it you mentioned the county a couple of times. I mean,
I believe it's under county, Burley County control. I believe that, because it's out of city limits. So it would be up to the sheriff to patrol it, but they can't even get their cars down there. Most four-wheelers, unless they're a higher four-wheeler, can't get down there.
And your big question is, your big question is why?
Four-wheeler, you have to walk, half a mile to get there.
And you're just wondering why it's closed, is what you're saying.
Right, why is it closed to motor vehicles after all these years? Where are people supposed to go to ride their four-wheelers and their dirt bikes and stuff? And I go down to the desert, too. But
we will check it out. How about that?
Is that next? And why did they close this sandbar down there to motor vehicles?
All right.
Maybe there's a reason behind it. I don't know. But
we don't know, but it's on your mind, and we're going to ask. Okay, Roger?
Okay, thanks a lot.
So keep listening, and we'll try and get you an answer. And by the way, I'm glad that whole deal when you were 6 months old ended well. That was a little scary story.
And as far as this Missouri deal, I think that facts will play out, and justice will be served. And I don't care if this guy was, if his skin was green or purple or whatever. If he's coming at a cop, cop has to defend himself. I'm not sure he would have had to take him down, but I know when you pull a weapon on someone, you can't shoot to maim them or to take a leg out or whatever. You got to shoot to kill. That's the decision you have to make.
I actually think that he tried to stop him by shooting him in the arm. I mean, looking at the autopsy, it seems to me that this officer tried to slow him down, to stop him, and the guy just kept coming. So,
right. And I have a concealed weapons permit, and I do carry a concealed weapon. Hope to God I never, ever have to use it. But one of the things they tell you is if you're going to shoot somebody, you got to make up your mind to shoot them. You're going to have to shoot them to kill. I mean, and that's a sad situation in this time, I guess. But.
Roger, appreciate the call. We're going to check on the sandbar deal for you, okay? We're on it, and other calls welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's a question that came in for you during the break, Leon. Go ahead and roll that, Chris.
Hey, this is from Leon. Hey, this is Dustin. I gave you a ration of you know, whatever, you know, for jumping to conclusions. How does it feel to be manipulated by the media? Yeah, you know where I'm coming from. Anyway, I'm going.
Yeah, this guy, he's been texting me too, telling me, hey, brother, take a step back, take a breath, that sort of thing. A really good guy, my military background. And so, yeah, it upsets me that I freely admit I was manipulated. Absolutely. My emotions got the best of me. And now taking a step back and doing as Dustin said, you know, taking a breath and looking at it objectively, I have a different take on it, and I would hope that a lot more folks out there, and a lot of folks know me, I'm a pretty conservative guy. Some folks would even say I'm a right-wing nut job, but if I can take a step back and go, wait a minute, hold the phone, let's wait till the facts come out and that sort of thing, I think that there is hope out there for everyone on the left and on the right to take a step back and take a breath. So that's how I would answer that.
All right, let's roll another clip here with a question or comment. Take it away.
Good morning, all the listeners. I'd just like to say one thing I haven't heard on this thing in Ferguson is you look at the size of this guy, and I'm sick of hearing kid, kid, kid. You have a guy that size come into your vehicle and go after the gun and actually get possession of the gun once. And then a guy that size turn and come at you again. I professionally fought for quite a few years, and a guy that size, I don't care if he's 18 or not, you know, it's not right. The cop had a right to protect himself, and nobody's talking about that. The video clearly showed how he uses his size to intimidate people. Thank you.
All right, and I thought I did address that. As a matter of fact, I said, you know, he's a kid, but he's a big kid.
Yeah, you
this
did.
Guy
yeah.
is huge.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Dwight Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dwight.
It's Dwayne. Anyway, I guess the tail end of what the gentleman was talking about, how they're closing down the sandbars for ATVs and four-wheelers near Bismarck. I've grown up in this area, too, and that was where I spent a lot of weekends, evenings, whatever, just kind of exploring and doing, riding my motorcycle, my four-wheeler down in that area. It didn't hurt anything then, and it's not going to hurt anything now. The river remodels a sandbar every year. You know, like the desert or areas down in that area, I'm going to back up.
Hang on a second, Dwight, if you would. We're up against a break. We'll finish this on the other side. We are trying to get some answers for Roger, who called about that. Haven't had a chance to do that yet. We're working it, though, but you can finish your thought on the other side of the break. Tom on the road wanted to weigh in on sandbars, too, and Dan of Bismarck, and then Pete Hannibut from the North Dakota Farm Bureau coming up. Stay tuned, friends.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon, the Road Warrior from What's on Your Mind. And you know what? Every time I fill up to head out of town, I head to PetroServe USA, whether I'm in the shadow of the Capitol or up in Lakes Country of Minnesota, down to Wahpeton, heading down I-94, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way over, of course, Highway 10 into Minnesota. You can find a PetroServe USA location near you. Fill up when you're there. Not only your tank, how about this? The 4-for-4 deal. You get yourself a hot stuff, personal, fresh-baked, single-topping pizza, two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee, $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. All month long, saving those great Deli Express wedge sandwiches, too. They're only $2.09 for a bologna and cheese, egg salad on white, deli stacker, chicken salad. There's a tuna salad for $2.59. Great stuff. There's also Muddy Buddies, $1.19 from General Mills. Hershey Lancaster Caramels are $1.69. Dots for 99 cents and so much more at a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Give me a nice day today. H-O-T hot on the way today. As a matter of fact, 66 already in Bismarck, 67 in Williston, 63 in Dickinson. Why not 67? Garrison, 63. Out there on the lake, Henninger 64, Bowman 64, Jamestown 67, looks like Devil's Lake 70, Grand Forks 63, 68 in Fargo right now, Billings at 62, and Miles City 66, Rapid City at 71, Mobridge 71, Pier 66 at this hour, 76 in Aberdeen right now. Oh, baby! There'll be a scorcher there before long. This is What's On Your Mind. I am Scott Henninger. We're going to let Leon take off, but I think you got the point. We have some calls that are still coming in on this, and we'll get to you, and then we'll get to our guest. Leon, by the way, hosts a program called the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 in the afternoons on our Flag Family station, so he wanted me to tell you that anyone else that wants to rake him over the coals, you can do that this afternoon between 2 and 5. All right, and let's see here. We were going to finish with Dwight. Dwight, you had some more you wanted to say about the sandbars. Go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Well, basically, what has to happen here is people that have ATVs and four-wheelers want to keep some of these areas open. They have to talk to their county commissioners because that's where it starts. And if your county commissioner tells you, no, I got nothing to do with that, that's a bunch of BS. I had a pretty good insight into that one time a few years ago. And the thing is, what happens is an individual that lives in an area that maybe has a little bit of money, He gets somebody's ear on a commission or somebody that knows a commissioner, and all of a sudden that area is their own private beach, whether it is or isn't. It certainly isn't if it's on the river. It belongs to the public. And they get something closed off, and they call the water commission or get somebody else for a scapegoat to initiate action to close it off. And then they say, well, no, it's not the county. It is the county commissioner. You've got to talk to your county commissioner to save your recreation areas.
All right, well, that's what we were asking, if they have jurisdiction there. So you think this one in particular, the one south of General Sibley Park there that Roger called about, you're saying the county deals with that?
Well, what I'm saying is whether it officially does or not, the county controls what happens there.
Right, so
the county pushes whoever is in charge of it to recommend action, and then the county enforces it.
Good
but
point.
It all starts with the county. It ends with the county. Whether your county commissioner says it is or doesn't, it does. That's exactly how it works.
All right, Dwight,
so
we're on it.
If you want to save your area, call your county commissioner and complain.
And that's for any sandbar, wherever you are. And, Dwight, appreciate the feedback, and we're going to check on the one that Roger called about for sure. Tom, traveling I-94 near Fergus Falls. You want to weigh in on this, too? Go ahead quickly.
Hi, that south of Sibley Park, that probably is a county issue, but it just seems like there's a trend to just cut off access to the river for four-wheelers, for you know, any kind of recreation. People want to go down and enjoy the sandbars. You can go down south at Briardale, and down there, the Game and Fish has got that whole area all fenced off. There used to be a road that went all the way along the river down there at Briardale, a trail, and then after the flood, which they talk about devastating, that flood just wiped everything out, knocked all those trees down there. And then you go south of the desert boat ramp, about 5 miles. There used to be a road that went all the way down the bottom of that hill to a fenced-off area. There was a nice parking spot. Well, now everybody has to stop way at the top of that hill, and it just seems like everywhere you go along the river, they're trying to cut off access for recreation to the public.
Tom, I hear you, and it sounds like this is not a small one-time, one-sandbar kind of deal. Sounds like it's a movement that I don't like, so we're going to dig into it a little bit. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the feedback on the specific situation here as well. We're on it. Dan, Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, my question is, when are we going to learn on these situations like in Ferguson? Everyone jumps to conclusions. Everyone rushes to judgment and makes assumptions that are not supported by facts. Now, the rioting resumed after the video of this young man robbing a convenience store was released. And everyone, including, I heard Al Sharpton, who should have absolutely zero credibility in this country anymore.
No kidding.
But he was talking about how it was the most despicable thing he has ever seen in his life that video was released. And my question is, I haven't heard anybody ask this question. Suppose that the situation were reversed and it was the police officer that was on video strong-arming a clerk and taking the cigarettes or the cigars or whatever it was. Do you think that would have been released by the media? You think they would have sat on that? You can guarantee that would have been used to prove this is a thug, he's a racist, he's a bad guy.
Sure.
And now when nobody wants to sit and wait for justice to play out. Nobody wants to wait for the investigations. Everybody wants to jump to conclusions because it's a racial issue. A young black man killed by a white cop, it's got to be an assassination. That's the only explanation they will consider.
Wait a minute. When you say they, you're talking about the race baiters. You're talking about the pot stirrers. You're talking about the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons that are trying to feather their own nest by sowing the seeds of
MSNBC and CNN and everyone else as well.
Well, I don't know that Fox News ought to be left off the hook on this. I think the 24/7 news cycle says, this is the new shiny object. Let's go there. Let's go there. And, you know, Ebola's in the rearview mirror.
I totally agree. And when you look at what happened in Chicago over the weekend, what was it? 20, 30 people killed in gang violence, not a mention of it,
yeah,
because of this one issue. It's off the, it's sucked all the oxygen out. Everybody just looking at this one thing and jumping to conclusions, and there are a lot of people there that are there just because they want to riot, just because they want to steal liquor, just because they want to raise cane, and they don't even know what happened. And we will eventually, this will come to light. I remember the Tawana Brawley case. I remember the Duke lacrosse case. Everyone jumped to conclusions and rushed to judgment, and then they had egg on their face afterwards.
This is what irritates me about the commander-in-chief, and it happened in the Trayvon Martin case. Right in the middle of that, where we don't know all the facts, he comes out and says, if I had a son, it'd be Trayvon Martin. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. You just poured gasoline on this fire. And there's a lot of people that do that by design. But I think there's a part that we own, and I'll put myself in this camp. I knew enough Friday to say, boy, I tell you, this cop crossed the line. I don't know, based on what I'd heard, I don't know that I can say that anymore. So I think we partially own some of this in being a little, we need to be the adults to say, wait a minute, because I think, you know, we're being fed by the media and then we rush to conclusions too. We're going to talk more about this next hour, so appreciate more of your calls. I'm going to squeeze in one more call, and then we're going to get Pete Hannibal here and talk a little bit about something you need to pay very close attention to on the November ballot, and that is the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. Sounds good. Devil's in the details. More on that in just a moment. First, let's get one last call on the topics that have come up this hour. Randy in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just going to mention that I do a lot of hunting down south, and the reason why Apple Creek was closed off because there was guys coming down there with four-wheelers that, I mean, literally tearing up the terrain and making mess, and it got ugly. So it's a lot to do with how people police themselves. And if you're going to make a mess and you're going to tear up stuff like that, it's not just you. It's everybody's land. It's not just one individual. So, you know, the parks, they should have four-wheel drives. The desert is a good example. People can take their four-wheels down there and they can tear that up all they want, and there's the designated area for it. But if they didn't do something down in Apple Creek, it would have been trashed. And that's a lot of why that's happened.
Do you know who the they is, Randy? Who made the call?
Game and Fish made that call.
Oh, did they? Okay, all right. So we're
doing. They actually, me and a buddy of mine, they actually talked to us about it, and we told them the same thing. I mean, well, they were coming down there with modified four wheelers for mud dragging, and just tearing it completely apart. And people hunt and people fish down there, and it got to the point where it was just a mess.
So is there a happy medium here where you maybe police the size of the recreational vehicles you can bring down there without having cut off all traffic? You know,
I think there's certain designated areas they should make strictly for those vehicles.
Sure, yeah. All right, good call, Randy. Thanks for the update. We're digging into this a little bit as well. Pete Hannibal is here, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tuesdays, our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau are one of our main sponsors here, and we appreciate what they do very much. In fact, before the end of the half hour here, I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of membership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But one of those benefits is having a resource like Pete Hannibal here to talk about things that are extremely important to your pocketbook. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, we know this question most likely will be on the November ballot, barring any other shenanigans, because last time this group was paying people illegally and there was all kinds of legal wrangling over it. But so far, we assume they learned their lesson there and they've gathered the signatures lawfully. This will be on the November ballot. When I see, you know, clean water, wildlife, and parks, I think, gosh, I'm for clean water. I like more wildlife, and I certainly like parks. This is mom and apple pie. But it's really a money grab. This is about the money, isn't it?
Yes, it is very much about the money. It's such a shame that a great name of a ballot initiative does not nearly tell you what you need to know about it before you vote for it in the fall. It's a group of folks from mostly outside of the state in interest, folks like the Wildlife Federation or the World Wildlife Fund and the Nature Conservancy and folks like that, coming to North Dakota to take tax dollars that we could be spending on schools and you know, police officers and all the other things that we need for infrastructure here, taking that money that is a tax on the oil revenues and using it to allegedly make wildlife and parks and water better, cleaner, whatever that is. But the reality is they're going to be buying land. They're going to be using it on things that are not what their stated purpose is. And people need to understand that everything that you hear about wildlife groups is not about the wildlife they allegedly protect or save.
So what is Ducks Unlimited about?
Ducks Unlimited is about raising money. It's about they're a shameless fundraising organization, and it's not about
how much of the
more
money,
ducks.
How much of their money goes back into providing habitat so we have more ducks?
There are a lot of groups that are involved, and I don't want to necessarily just focus on them. There are a lot of groups involved in this that their major focus is just about raising money, not about the amount of money that they put back into things. And when they start buying land and things like that, it not only hurts the land values here in an artificial way, it alienates folks to the point where only special folks, high donors of Ducks Unlimited and other groups, will be able to use that kind of land. And so it is a pretty shameless land grab, and when you think about the amount of money involved, it is almost too big a money to comprehend. When we're talking about $300 million over a biennium, that's $2.8 million a week. And that starts to add up to such money that you can't really put your hands around what all that means.
I want you to help us get our arms around it and our minds wrapped around how much money we're talking about here, because I believe that's the issue. And then the second issue is, what do they do with it? Questions or comment for Pete Hannibal from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Welcome, 800-228-0550. Show me the money when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We love finding out, and guess what? North Dakota Farm Bureau helps us do just that. Sue, a farmer from Shields, is actually thinking swine flu right now and pigs. And the swine flu and pigs at the state fair is actually impacting hog farmers all across the state. Sue, tell us more.
The discovery of swine flu at the North Dakota State Fair is alarming because of the media coverage it received and the people's perception of it. It's important for people to remember that properly cooked pork carries no threat of flu transference to humans. In fact, it is possible for swine to contract different strains of flu from their human handlers. It's very important to vaccinate hogs against all diseases, provide a clean and well-ventilated living space, and practice good personal hygiene before and after handling hogs. It's imperative that the public and hog producers alike use common sense when dealing with events like this.
Sue, that makes sense. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org, North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And by the way, membership has its benefits. I was just perusing the Farm Bureau website. I'm drooling over New York City in December. Four nights in Manhattan. Does that not sound fabulous? With sightseeing and a Statue of Liberty tour and a Broadway show. And, oh, my gosh. The Rockettes have a holiday show you can't believe. And day two, they have the Rockettes holiday show. This thing is so fun. Check it out. It's a great deal. You get round-trip airfare. You get six meals. You get a professional tour director. Great sightseeing, hotel transfers, the show, the tour, Metropolitan Museum of Art, Rockefeller Center, Top of the Rock. You see all the good stuff. Four nights in Manhattan. I'm telling you, it's great. Just one of the many membership benefits. Including cell phone plans, there's hotel discounts, there is, when you buy a vehicle, you save, NDFB.org. Pete Annabut is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Director of Public Policy. So help me get my mind around the amount of money we're talking about here from this poorly named Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. It should be called Show Me the Money Amendment is what it ought to be called, Pete. How much money are we talking?
Well, if we break it down and you think about what the extraction tax would mean, $300 million per biennium, so you think about $150 million per year. That's just, it gets to be a lot of money. And when you compound it over the life of the 25-year lifespan of the program, we're talking about $4.8 billion, which gets to be a number that you can't really even grasp what that translates into. And so I think that's part of the disconnect with people, because the money is so large that it's almost unfathomable. And unfortunately, the proponents of this are just saying, trust us. Give us this money and trust us to do the right thing with it. And in reality, I don't think the taxpayers should give the money, that much money, to a group that is not a group of elected officials, that lacks accountability. The advisory board is biased, to say the least, and they're saying, trust us to spend this money the right way for what's good for North Dakotans. In reality, there's so many of the groups that are involved in this that are outside groups. I don't think they have any intention to look out for what's good for North Dakota, so I'm saying don't trust them. Don't trust them with money that we could be using for other things in North Dakota.
Well, here's the deal. We've got a boom going on in North Dakota. We've got a new industry emerging that's going to last five generations, and that new industry is really oil and gas development that is something we need to think along the lines of the iPhone invention, that ground zero is here. Okay, five generations when you look at the technology. So we do need more schools. We do need more hospitals. We do need more roads. We do need more law enforcement officers. And they're going to skim 5% off the top for all those priorities. And I believe buy land with this, because they won't say they won't buy land. They just say the current makeup of the Industrial Commission would not be favorable to buying land. That would turn the whole land market upside down, would it not, Pete?
It certainly would. It would inflate things artificially, and the fact that they're saying the trust us, we're not going to buy land or whatever, is just a fallacy. It's just a bit bait and switch. When you think about what North Dakotans could invest with their own money, versus allowing these outside groups to come in and influence what would happen with our money. And you trade off, you're willing to trade off, if you did the math, 400 schools, well over 200 hospitals, all the kinds of things that we could build here and that we are obviously going to need with all the people who are coming here. Oil's been a great thing for this state, and there's no denying it in a lot of ways. And yet it also puts demands on our infrastructure. And so we're gonna lose the opportunity to build the infrastructure that we need by giving away this money to folks who want to buy land for somebody's private duck hunting recreation.
Jay and Bismarck, question for our guest Pete Hannibal. About a minute left. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm not an outside group. I'm just a North Dakotan, that father of four boys who love to hunt. And I'm not quite buying what the Farm Bureau gentleman is saying, he seems to imply that this money is going to outside groups. In my reading of this amendment, it appears that the end individual who gets the money is a farmer who has some land, maybe some marginal property, who wants to enroll it in, I guess, how I equate, like a state-run CRP program. I don't assume the Farm Bureau member was opposed to CRP, which we all know is going away quickly. As a father of four and a hunter, I see our opportunities slipping away. I have fewer places to take my boys. And as far as the money is concerned and land purchases, everybody knows that the Industrial Commission has to approve those. Does anybody think the Industrial Commission is going to approve mass land purchases?
Hang on one sec, if you would, Jay. We're up against the clock, but I want to finish this. I'll give Pete a chance to answer on the other side of the break. I'd like you to think about this question. Who will be on the Industrial Commission 10 years from now? Would you answer that question for me? Because they'll decide where it's spent, and I don't know that we know that. But more on this when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.